Please go ahead. The call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 7th of June, we have Kadim Touré, Eugenie Benjema, Carlos Aguirre, John Rahman Khan, Rafik Damak, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Carlton Samuels, Elaine Pries, Sébastien Bachelet, Avery Doria, George Sadowski, Andrew Mack, Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Carla Valente, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies today noted from Alex Andrew, Sintra Suknanan, and sorry, we're going to deal with that noise now, and possibly Evan Labovich if he's not able to join. And Cheryl Langdon-Aura will be a little late on this call. Can I please remind everyone to state their names when speaking? This is for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik and Carlton.
Okay, Carlton is here. Okay, thank you.
We're just dialing out to Carlton again, apologies.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for everybody for joining the today call. Starting with the first item of the agenda, just if there is any SOI or DOI, please send an update. Going to the next item, which is about an update of the special purpose call with CAC and board members. Unfortunately, we had to delay that for next week. So in order to have better attendance from board and the CAC side, and I'm really, really sorry for the short notice. That's why we changed the agenda for today. So maybe Olivier can give us a better summary about that, and then we can go later after to the next item. Olivier?
Yes, thank you, Rafik. There's not really much to say. It's just that we've had so little time for replies, specifically, I think, from the GAC, because the GAC operates in a certain way where it takes a while for the information to reach all members and the members to take action. It probably is better to delay it for one more week. Now, I am aware that some people will be traveling to Singapore already at that time, and that's why some of those people who are traveling next week, I have told that they can join during this meeting now to gain a feel of what's going on in this group. But with that, I don't think we should delay any further as long as they're aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. So I think now people are raising hands and that will be connected. So I guess there is no comment about that. And then we can move to the next item, which is about the update on staff information requests. So I don't think that Ivan is in the call. Gisela?
Ivan hasn't joined
can
yet.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, Ivan has
okay.
Not joined yet.
Okay, so in the last Friday call, I think, or a Tuesday, Friday, yeah. We agreed that Evan, I think, also Avery, Eric, and other people will work to continue drafting. Yeah, nice music. Okay. They are continuing to draft the question that we want to send to the ICANN staff, and they were supposed to send that as soon as possible to the mailing list for review. Unfortunately, we don't have Evan on the call, so Avery too is not in the call, so we don't have so much updates on that. Sorry?
Evan has
signed
the call.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks.
Okay.
Evan is on the call.
Okay, so Evan, can you please give us an update about that that issue?
Which issue?
It's we are in the item about staff information requests. So I was speaking about that you and with other people volunteered to work on the questions, to continue working on the questions.
Ah, so, okay. Okay. Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late into the call. Essentially, where things are at is from previous meetings, it was determined that the information that has been provided in documentation to date on cost breakdowns wasn't really sufficient for the Jazz Group to be able to execute ongoing work related to getting the information we need to advance some of the issues that have been advocated in the milestone report number two, specifically methods that would allow for a reduction of the GTLD fee for new applicants from eligible applications. And so right now there is a wiki in place. A number of people, essentially the drafting team that had been used for the original milestone report two, together with Avery, who has put in some substantial commentary into that. So right now we have that document is essentially a work in progress. In fact, the work in progress, it's getting fairly far along, and it's our intention of bringing it back to this group for approval. The intention is to ask some specific questions that allow for a breakdown of the GTLD fees, so we can be in line with the GNSO mandate of cost recovery, but perhaps a slightly different interpretation of cost recovery, meaning the real-time cost of assessing an application and not necessarily the historic. In order for us to be able to do that, we need to be able to get a breakdown of that. Some of this information, as has been noted, has already been provided by ICANN staff, but it's determined that there are some specifics that we're going to need to get into a little bit more detail than that. That's basically an update. If there's more questions or some specific detail from anybody on the call, I'm happy to answer to the best of my ability.
Thank you, Ivan. Just my question. When do you think that we can finish with this issue of questions to ICANN staff? So I saw that some people commented, sent some wording, etc. But when do you think that you will finish?
It's my hope that for the next meeting of the Jazz, meaning this Friday, there should be something in place.
Okay, so you think it should be added to the next to the agenda of the next call?
That would be my request. Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Any comment about that? Okay. So I don't think that we have too much to say about this issue, and hearing none, so we can move to the next item, and I will be happy to pass the leader, the sharing of this call to my colleague, Carlton. Carlton?
Thank you, Rafik. We are now on this item, looking at the agenda going forward for the work group. Members will recall that there were several items that were proposed as a part of the terms of reference for this work group. And we had a situation where there was some attempt, because of a different set of needs, to unionize the chartered work items. We have a list of them, and we then decided that to work them, we would join some of these items together, and we would break the group into subgroups that would specifically concentrate on these items. What you see there, for those of you who are in the Adobe chat room, you will see listed in the notes section the breakdown of the items. Those letters refer to the set, or at least how they were designed. Let me tell you what they mean. A was the item to propose criteria for financial need and a method for demonstrating that need. B, propose mechanisms for determining whether an application for special consideration should be granted. C, propose methods of applicants to seek out assistance. D, propose methods for applicants to seek out assistance. E, design mechanisms to encourage a build-out of IDNs. And we then added some others in the unionized charter, which was to investigate options for ICANN or third parties to facilitate or coordinate assistance identified, establish methods for coordinating cooperation among qualified applicants, and in collaboration with ICANN staff and experts, establish policies and practices for fundraising and establishing links to possible donor agencies. And then finally, it was to see if we could design mechanisms to encourage a build-out of international domain names in small or underserved language. Now, subgroup one was looking at A and B, two, financial donors, C and G, subgroup three, what we call in-kind services, and referred specifically to items D, E, and F, subgroup four, which was the breakdown of the costs and looking at non-chartered interventions, and subgroup five was left for IDN support. The subgroup members, I don't know if all of them are on the call here, but what we had determined was that we would look at the first item, which is the qualifications, the criteria and the qualifications questions. We were going to concentrate on those as to provide an interim report, because members felt that was the most pressing one. And then we would continue on with the others. So the question for the group is this. First of all, do we consider all of the items, all of the chartered work items, as still relevant to this work? First question. And second question, do we continue with the same operational design to address those items? Floor is open. Am I still on? Hello?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
I can hear you, too.
Someone actually has to speak.
Well, I missed the question, so it won't be me. That was Cheryl, for the record.
Hi, Cheryl.
And Alan,
the question was that we had looked at the charted items in the work group. We had divided them up to be addressed by different subgroups. We had taken a decision earlier on that we would have focused on the first two bits, which was the criteria, the qualification questions, because we wanted to have that prepared before Singapore. Now that we are partially through with that, we're going back to the first, the charted items. And I asked the question, given what we now know, do we consider the rest of chartered items as important to complete? First question. And second question, do we still continue with the way we had designed ourselves to address them? And I see Andrew up on the board.
Yeah, okay. I will try to I'll be the guinea pig on this, okay? I think that the answer to the two questions that you posed, if I understood them correctly, is yes. I think that we do want to continue. We are looking at the right issues, and we do want to continue moving them forward. I think my sense is that there are a couple of issues that are real linchpins to this that we may want to really still focus in on more. My biggest concern right now is the issue of money. Without it, we're not going forward very much, and I wonder whether we can marshal our resources to really think a little bit more about that. We talked about the pricing issues, and I think we've moved that forward. I don't know if we're as far along as we want to be, if we feel like we've finished that. We also talked a little bit earlier on about some possible fundraising. I don't know if we've gone as far as we want with that, but it strikes me that having some more discussion about money may be helpful for us, because in the end, that's going to be necessary. Anyway, that's my first thought. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. Cheryl, you're up next.
Thank you, Cheryl Langdonall, for the transcript record. Okay, knee-jerk reaction was not required on the first of your two questions, because sticking my chartering organisation member hat on very firmly, the answer is, yes. Of course you need to, as a working group, deal with what you've been chartered to do. There are processes whereby if the work group believes any change to the charter is required, necessary, or even desirable for it to go back to its chartering organisation, plural, S in this case, and outline why that is the case. I see no indication where matters have overtaken us at this point in time, where the main topics as outlined in the charters should not or indeed could not be addressed by this work group. As to the second part of the question, that probably is worthwhile a little bit of a thinking, and that is the existing sub-team approach meet the needs. I think the concept of a sub-team approach probably does meet the needs, but the population and perhaps even the description and the division of those sub-teams could benefit, I believe, perhaps from review. Thank you.
This is Avery. I'm not in front of the screen, but if you could put me in the queue.
Yes, Avery, you're next. Thanks.
Oh, I'm next already. Okay, thanks. The only thing I wanted to say about that on this process issue is that the sub-teams only is necessary if we're actually working in parallel. If we're working in a straight line sequentially, as the group seems to have been doing, though I'm not positive, having not been around and only watched from the outside, you don't need the subgroup. It's only if you're going to be proceeding on all of the things in parallel that the subgroups make sense. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. Are there any more comments on either parts of the question? Okay, so can we agree that yes, we will continue to look at the chartered items? I would like to pick up an average suggestion, and Cheryl's in some way too. One, the sub-teams, what is generally felt now, seeing no opposition, is that the process should continue. It should be a parallel process. And see, do we want to review the breakdown of these teams and the membership of these teams? Can I have a response? So we don't think a review is necessary, as Cheryl is suggesting. I thought maybe that Andrew, you're up.
Carlton, I guess I don't remember who said it, but it does seem to some meaningful extent like we're operating as a committee of the whole right now, and that the people who are doing work on the individual subgroups are doing it when there's additional thought or additional time needed to be spent, or in the case of funding, some outreach, whatever it is. But it strikes me that the role of the subgroups has kind of morphed a little bit from being the people who are coming up with the base ideas to something different, where they're basically the people who have now become the people who are kind of keepers of the flame of a particular issue, where that they're kind of the focal point. But we're really all looking at a lot at all of the different issues.
Thank you, Andrew. Can I just say that the reason why I ask the question that way is that if you look at the subgroups and the persons who had volunteered for it, there were not very many. I mean, most subgroups, as far as I know, is one or two persons. And we had suspended the subgroup work because we thought we should zero in on the qualifications and the criteria questions. If we go back to the idea of the subgroups, you're quite right. I see there is a need to, and this is where Cheryl's point, I believe, has some legs. If you look at the breakup of the groups and the persons who had volunteered to look at these specific questions, there were very few of them. And so if we're contending that the subgroup work must go ahead in parallel, and we are also going back to the position where the sub teams would report on a Friday call to the work that has gone on, I am wondering if we have enough oomph in the sub teams to move it along. That's the question. And while I think of it, can we have a reaffirmation of the sub team leaders while we're at it?
Hi, this is Avery. If I can ask a question, you'll get in the queue.
Yes, Avery, you're up.
Okay, thanks. The question I have is, if you went back to the subgroups and people got themselves working and you did reporting on Fridays, does that mean that you could actually save the Tuesday meeting to talk about substantive issues and make the Friday meeting the one that had the process group, but at least there'd be one whole meeting devoted to actually discussing the substantive issues? Thank you.
Yes, Avery, that's how it was. That's what I mean, back to the process. The original process we had determined was this. We would take the Tuesday meeting to talk about substantive issues, and then we would, and that's the whole group, and it would come mainly from the postings of the sub-teams on the wiki or to the list, and then on Fridays, we would have all the sub-team leaders reporting. That was how it was determined to go forward. That was the process. So the question was, do we continue with that process, identifying the weaknesses and seeing what we can do to support or to backfill the teams? Elaine, you're up. Elaine, you have the floor. You might be on mute.
Hi, sorry, I was on mute. I think it would be very useful if we set out the charter and compared our reports to see which parts we still need to really work on before we decide which subgroups need to continue to exist. That's all.
Hi, this is Avery, if I can.
Yes, Avery, go ahead.
I actually think what Elaine said is actually a really good idea. It might be a good thing at the moment to create a list of the topics, the issues, the sections, the whatever that need to be completed so that we actually had a more detailed list of all the things that yet need to be done and then start working through them.
I will ask Carla to cut the data and put that in the note page. Carla, would you do that for me, please?
Is that a Carla issue, cutting that list, or is that an us issue? Thanks.
I'm sorry? I didn't get that. It broke up.
Sorry, I was breaking up, and I know I said I shouldn't talk in translation. The question, I thought I heard you asking Carla to come up with a list of...
No, the data is there. It's on the list. The point is that when I started, I read through them. So just to get persons with the same eyes looking at the same thing, I'm asking Carla if you could put them in the note area of the Adobe chat. There are things I heard earlier on.
Can I ask
we would.
Question?
This is my one. We would finish working. We would continue to work on the chartered items. There were only two chartered items that had got any kind of close support in the last little while, and those were the ones for criteria and qualifications. All the other chartered items remain to be worked on. The consensus, as I heard it, was that, yes, we would continue to work on them. The question was, do we rejigger the groups? In other words, we had completed the subgroups by breaking up the chartered items and putting a couple of them together and so on. And that is how the subgroups were formed. They were looking at more than one, usually more than one of the chartered items. The question was, if we continue on them, is there a need to change the subgroup focus? And what I heard was, well, we might need to tighten it up, and that's where the conversation is. So that we all have a sense of what they are again, I have asked Carla if she could just copy them and put them in the note section of the Adobe chat. Rafik, you're up.
Okay. So just about the remaining points. I think, I'm not sure about the date, but maybe 2 weeks ago, we have discussion in the call, and I am recalling that Ivan proposed that we have a redlined version of the milestone report to highlight the remaining points or parts to need to be extended or to have more details. And it was the idea to follow that. So we have in the wiki space a redlined version of our milestone report. And to continue to working on that. So I guess I'm not sure how we can proceed. So the sub teams to work on that and we have that drafting team or the scribing team to the, which volunteered before to get the comments and to work on to compiling them, etc. So I wanted really to have Evan feedback about that and to see how we can manage to mix the two process.
There's not a lot of feedback I can offer at this point. I mean, what I want to do is basically take a look at the contributions that have been made and bring things together. When we finished doing Milestone Report 2, we knew that that was a work in progress. We knew it had rough edges when it went out. The timing was related to getting something into the board's hands before its meeting in Istanbul to get it to the chartering body so that it could then be sent to the board, be sent to the GAC and other interested parties. Moving forward, having a red line version was meant to identify components of the milestone report that needed further work, that needed either more detail, that needed clarification, and so on. I really don't have a whole lot more to add beyond that, except to just, you know, repeating that's the intent of what was meant to happen. The heavy lifting now is going to be determined, I guess, partly from what we hear back from stakeholders. I'm hoping that we'll get some really good feedback in the meeting next week. I'm hoping we'll get some good feedback from the community in Singapore. And the intention really is to move forward from the second milestone report to flesh out what's there rather than do a lot of surgery on the document itself, to essentially bring out the details, bring out the clarifications, show justification, show specifics of things like reducing the cost while at the same time maintaining the cost recovery principles and so on. I really don't have much to add beyond that at this point.
Does anyone else have an issue? I've sent the document that I'm talking about because as I understand it, and following this work group, the milestone report we produce essentially look at two issues, the criteria for financial need and the mechanisms for determining whether an application meets those needs. There are other elements of work items in the charter. And what we're trying to do is to focus on getting those resurrected and probably seeing how we can get the work teams that were supposed to address them moving again. That's what my understanding is, and that's what I'm asking. I'm not hearing much from the teams about that. Would it be useful to ask the team members, the members who had actually volunteered to be team leaders in these subgroups, would it be useful to ask their opinions at this stage? Andrew, you're up, sir.
Yeah, Carlton, maybe I'm misunderstanding this. It seems I think I understand what you're getting, what you're trying to do, but it seems to be we seem to be very, very focused on the process of it, and I want to just make sure we don't lose track of where we are. Is everyone comfortable that we've done everything that we needed to do or want to do related to those first two issues that we have defined as priorities? If we are, I think that's the first thing. If there are some outstanding issues related to those initial two items that we've identified already as priorities, before we go further, I think it makes sense to really hone in on those. I also threw out earlier in the call this idea of focusing on money. I personally think that that's important, and as I hear more about the politics of all this going on, the impression that I get is we are likely to have more success if we have some good information about that, as well as to balance out or to enhance the good information that we have around the arguments for cost reduction. So I'm throwing that out as a further. I'm not suggesting that we don't do work on the subgroups. I'm just wondering, in terms of priority and resources, when it comes down to it, the people who are leading up the various subgroups are usually the same, you know, dozen or less than dozen people who are on these calls. So in point of fact, we really are a committee of the whole, even if we're divided, for, you know, notionally into subgroups or not. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense to me, sir. I'm not sure. I would love to hear from others who think it is. With respect to the financial issues, that was subgroup two. And more details of that. I believe the person that I recall as having volunteered to do something in that area was, I think, Avery. And if your suggestion is embraced by the group, what you're actually asking for is a kind of heightened sensitivity to the issue of finance, which is where the subgroup two would come in. Is Avery still on the call? Would I don't see Avery in the list. Is she still on the call?
I thought she was on audio, but not the AC.
Okay. Maybe she'll come in. Cheryl, your hand is up.
Yeah, thank you. I just want us to we've got the listing of the subgroups in the top part of the Adobe Connect room.
Yeah.
And just for those who may not be on the Adobe Connect room, they refer specifically, subgroup one refers to parts A and B of the charters. Subgroup 2, which is financial donors, refers to parts C, G. Subgroup 3, in-kind services, report all maps to parts D, E, F of the charter. Subgroup 4, which is the financial issues, 100K breakdown, etc., a considerable amount of what we've spent a considerable amount of time ruminating over and requesting information on, is not chartered. And subgroup 5 is the IDN support, which was J, and got rolled in one of the versions of the charter that we're working on. Now, if we were to look at the milestone report 1 and the milestone report 2, put it in chart mechanism of some sort and say completed, partially completed, majority, a small amount of work to be done, or this really needs to be our focus for each of those A, B, which are probably relatively well detailed but with little tidying required, C, G, definite work needing to be done, D, E, F, extremely definitely work need to be done, and J, I think, somewhere midpoint, then I might be slightly more patient about getting into the process of how that's approached. But I really would like to see as an action item out of this meeting that we get that mapping done so we all know and we can all agree in a very clear and concise way how much work on each of the sections of the charter that is what we're working under needs to be given resources, human or otherwise, to be devoted to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Are there any responses to Cheryl? Olivier? Olivier, your hand is up.
Thank you, Carlton. Olivier, for the record, it took a little while for my phone to unmute. Just going to say yes, I totally agree with Cheryl. A dashboard is what's required to keep an exact track of this, and I think that some of the questions that will be asked in Singapore from the group will be to give an exact idea of how far they've gone and how much more is due to be done. Certainly, a presentation is probably something that you should be thinking about, at least the chair should be thinking about with Carla, so as to be able to give an exact snapshot of what's going on at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. That is exactly why these questions were asked on the team. If you noticed that last week we had the breakdown for two meetings, the Singapore meeting and as well as for the special purpose call. And the first purpose of having these conversations is to go into the preparation for the Singapore meeting. In my opinion, if you look at the report, there is clearly a lot of work that has been done on subgroup one, which is the A and B chartered items, which I have said so many times what they are, and I forward them to Carla, just all the verbiage, so we can actually put them just below the breakdown of the subgroups. So Carla, if you get it by now, you should be able to put it up for me. It seems to me that if you go further, which is what Cheryl is supposing, and do a mapping in the report itself, you will find that the substantive work that is reflected in that report is on subgroup one, and somewhat of subgroup two. Subgroup four, as you say, the 100, the breakdown in the figures, which has been the focus of a lot of questions, is not a chartered item, as is noted here, but it is certainly important to looking at the subgroup two issues. If you look at those, you will see where the holes are. And definitely subgroups three and five, to my mind, is the ones that require work. I would ask the question then, we had folks who had actually volunteered to lead these groups. And the question to them is this: is it still reasonable to expect them to turn in the kind of work we're expecting? And if so, when? Secondly, do they need augmented teams to make this possible? For those of you who are on the Adobe chat, the actual verbiage is now in the note page, so you can see exactly what the subgroups and the mappings for A, B, C, D, E, F are supposed to be. They're now 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, unfortunately, but we can still see the mappings. Is Avery back on? Avery's not on. Can I ask the question again that Andrew raised? Because I would be interested to hear if there is any further thoughts on it. It seems to me that the financial issues dominate. Especially those are the ones that seems to raise the most questions, and that is natural, I suppose. Andrew is proposing that we actually bear down on the financial issues and ensure that we fill those out to the best extent possible. What would that mean in real terms? That's the question I would ask the group. Does anybody have a question or an issue? Andrew, I see your hand up again.
Yes. Okay. Let me get the trick open. Thinking about it to some extent politically, my take on it is that if we get the kind of support that we're looking for, there's going to be some money that's necessary, right? Some combination of we're going to almost certainly end up with some combination of price cuts and some unmet need for whether it's for consulting, for help with legal stuff, maybe in a number of different areas that we discussed early on, like 9 months ago, early on, right? We have a big long list of things that may require some cash infusion. I think we strengthen our position with the powers that be and strengthen the likelihood that they are going to help to give us a favorable hearing if we've shown that we've got some good ideas in the fundraising space, if only because it'll seem more real, and because ultimately we're going to need it at some point in time. I know Avri had done some good work reaching out to governments, and we had done some good work here trying to get an idea about other sources, World Bank and other people like that. And then, like a lot of the other subgroups, we kind of let that go because we were all focused on the two pieces that you mentioned before. All I was suggesting is that at this stage, this might be a very good place for us to go. It will make our efforts, it has the possibility of making our efforts seem much more real to the people who are going to be reviewing them and give us a little bit more leeway to continue on. So that's what I had in mind. In terms of the other stuff, certainly happy to continue to do work and to accelerate that work, but like people from the other subgroups, I have been focused on describing and the, you know, and the things that we had identified as priorities.
Thank you, Andrew. You're complete. I see your hand still up.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Any other comment? Okay, so can I suggest then that there are two things that seems to be needed here. The first one is, as Cheryl suggested, maybe we go back to the milestone report, and we map the milestone report in more specificity against the chartered work items, and we will see very clearly where the milestone report is deficient. We already know that the milestone report actually was intended to focus mostly on criteria for determining financial needs and the mechanism to assess the application. If we agree on that, there might have been some overflow in other areas, but all of the other bits of the work items would need work. Since we agree that we are going to continue with the team approach to focus on the other outstanding work items, then those teams remain committed to working on those. We go back to the original of having those teams report on a Friday, and the substantive issues that come out on the wiki and on the list be brought to the entire group on a Tuesday. That is where we are with this question. If there are any other questions, any additions, then please say so. Andrew.
Carlton, I guess my only concern is that this work goes back and forth and up and down a little bit. And, I'm happy to have reports on Friday if there's something to report. But if there's not something to report, and, you know, everybody's putting a lot of time and effort into this, some of the challenges with this particular call today has been that we've got a lot of things that we're still waiting on or that we're still digesting. And I think in terms of using our time effectively, sure, we can reserve Fridays for those reports, but, you know, people shouldn't feel obliged to report unless there's something that's new, or and if it's a work in progress, then it's a work in progress. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, Andrew. That seems to be the sensible way to approach it. You report what you have. If you don't, we just move along. Do we need to reiterate the team leaders on the list? Would that be necessary? Would that be useful? That's my question. We haven't got an answer.
Hi, Carlton. I'm having some difficulty with my browser. This is Intra. I think we should reiterate the leaders just for everybody's refresher of their memory. But in addition to Andrew's point, I just want to say that if we know that our work team is going to take up more time than is typically allotted, that they also mention it to the group so that we can reschedule, reallocate the time on the Friday call. Because in the past, basically the work teams coming on to the end have no time to really update the group as to what's happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Sintra. We were hoping that the members of the work teams who were on this would actually come in and volunteer some information. But the only one I recall for sure that had done some substantive work to move along was Avery. I'm not sure of anyone else. So I would think the thing then is to simply put out the teams again, those who volunteered, and we will ask them to indicate whether or not they continue to work on the items and the expectations, what we can expect from them in the near term. That's all we can do. Elaine, you're up.
Thank you. So I was in charge of subgroup 3 in kind services. We've basically left that discussion behind over the last month at least to focus on these other issues. What I'm doing right now is typing out the charter requirements or requests and then comparing it to what we've done over the time since we decided that was something we wanted to pursue. And I'm going to put that on the mailing list and ask if there's any further input as far as that work and how we want to proceed with that. So hopefully we can continue the conversation that way. I think it's difficult for work team members to, on this particular call, to answer your questions just off the cuff. So I'm going to do it on the mailing list. Thanks.
Thank you, Elaine. That would be very useful if we use the list or the wiki to do that. It's almost the top of the hour. It seems to me that there are two issues that from this call that seems to be top of mind. One, that we can look at the report, the milestone report, and do the mapping just to satisfy everyone that the other work items are not sufficiently addressed in that report. And two, we can reprise the team that have agreed to be leaders in the various other work items that we have. And that should be ready for Friday, hopefully, with the help of staff. And the third item, which would be on the agenda, is the questions, the detailed questions for staff. They should be ready by then, and that will be put to the group. It's top of the hour. I see no hands up. The agenda is complete, and therefore I'm going to thank everyone for coming on this call, and we will declare the call ended. Thank you all. Good day.
Thank you to everyone.